You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Stars fans, it's Jeff Kay, public address announcer for your Dallas Stars, and you're listening to Starcastic Remarks, part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Go Stars!
Hello guys, welcome back to Starcastic Remarks. Alongside Chris and James, my name is Ryan Chambers. We are the official Dallas Stars podcast of THPN. Thank you to DraftKings Sportsbook, as always, for being our sponsor. Again, that promo code is THPN. And as always, we really appreciate all of you guys for following along live with us here today. If you're doing so, leave us a like on this stream and leave us a comment in the comment section down below. We will try to get to some of y'all's comments at the end of the episode here tonight. Dallas Stars with a huge win here tonight over the LA Kings. Final score of 6-2 over Darcy Kemper and the LA Kings. Thanks to Logan Stankoven getting two goals and back on the score sheet. Good to see that. Roope Hintz getting four assists on the night. We're seeing Sam Steele get a shorthanded breakaway goal. What a shot there. Duchesne getting a power play goal. The team defense overall was fantastic tonight, except for the last 8 minutes of the second and one instance in the first. Otherwise, it was really good. And, I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better game against a better team, guys. Initial thoughts.
Yeah, I think you summed it up really good there. And a really holistic summary is that the past three games, the Stars didn't play their best, but really found ways to win and found ways to stay in the game when it comes to the Columbus one. Tonight, the Stars played fantastic, and they dominated the game start to finish, and they made a really good hockey team look pretty terrible. So, absolutely fantastic game from the Stars. That's the kind of hockey that we can play and beat anybody in the league.
Yeah, it was spectacular, especially offensively. There were defensive breakdowns at times, some pretty bad ones, but Otter was there for at least half of them, and the other half went in the back of the net. So, That's pretty much all you need from your goaltender. If he stops the easy ones and then half of the hard ones, you'll take that.
Honestly, two goals against for the Stars tonight. Considering your third pairing is Brendan Smith and Matt Dumba, I will take that any day of the week. And unfortunately, this has been a rarity for the Dallas Stars lately, is giving up only two goals or less. For the last several weeks, even pre-Four Nations, they were giving up three or more. So
I wonder who we lost. That's weird.
it's almost like someone important exited the roster or something.
Like right around that time.
It couldn't have been like an $8 million defenseman or anything, right?
Probably not.
I mean, jokes aside, though, just big talking points again here tonight. I think we need to jump on first is it is so good to see Logan Stankoven finally getting rewarded for what he does. I almost asked him a question about, you know, what do you think about when you're up in the press box and on that day you got healthy scratched, but the way he answered the question before it about finally getting a goal, there were some media members that were talking about it as we were walking out of the dressing room. He had never seen Logan Stankoven look that serious in his life. So I was just like, you know what? I'm going to leave it because he doesn't look like he really wants to talk about that. So, seriously, for him, it couldn't have been a better game for him. He gets the monkey off his back even more. And it's his second two-goal game in it's almost like lately he scores two goals or nothing. So, again, it's good to see him in the goal column again.
And you really have to give credit to the coaching staff and Pete DeBoer on this one, I feel like. He gets healthy scratched, and then a few games later, he's not only in the lineup, he's playing on the top line. I mean, that is absolutely the way to do it. You show them, hey, we know you're playing good. You have to score. You are a goal scorer or you're not in the lineup. That's your job. And immediately he's throwing the top lines like, here's your best opportunity to score. You better do it. And he does it. So that's absolutely fantastic coaching. I love that line tonight. I thought they looked really good. Stankoven is another really good option to have up there. I just think that's a brilliant coaching move to beat him a little bit and then dangle the carrot out in front as well. It is just really fantastic.
Yeah, and that's Bork's spot that he's taking too, who had just been on a roll points wise. And yep, this is the first night he doesn't get a point, but he still looked great. So it's good from Bork to see his game still really strong, even though he's not on the top two lines like he had been for the past like 2 or 3 weeks.
Ballsy decision too to take him off, because you're right, James, he was hot on those top lines.
It's honestly been kind of good to see him. I don't know if it was much of a reward for Stankoven as it was almost like a pair of, you know, clippers to get your car started, right? You know, just it's just a jump start for him, right? But at the same time, it might be a little bit of both. At first, I was like, maybe they're just trying to get him jump started, but he looked good and he's continued to look good. It's just the goals hadn't been going in for him. And Chris, James and I talked about on Wednesday night, his expected goals should be double what they are right now. And even if he's just scoring the expected goals, he's easily in, you know, at pace for a 20 goal season.
Yeah. And this is the line that he looked so good on to start the season too. I mean, it's him with Robertson and Hintz, and he seems to have some really good chemistry. He has to remember that he's a goal scorer. Like, yes, you have two great players on the line with you. Go score some goals.
Right. And he didn't shy away from that at all tonight. He went to the goal scoring areas and he forced them in. So 100%. He does need to remember that though going forward.
Is that going to be the only way that he stays in the lineup, is if he scores goals, despite all the other things that he does really well?
I would say right now, yes, just because of how well the team as a whole is defensively. Every forward on this team defensively is stellar. So, yes, that is a great thing to have, especially as a rookie in the league, but that is not your goal on this team. I mean, it's not your role at all.
Yeah, right now you're holding out Blackwell, who's had a fantastic year for Dallas and can fill a major role on this team, like James said. I mean, being a penalty killer and a spark plug on the fourth line, and even recently someone who's proved that they can score and create offense on the fourth line. And yeah, that's not the role that Stankoven needs to play. His role is to score goals. And if he's going to be anything less than that, that's when you bring in Blackwell.
Darren Smith saying, Logan is at risk of being scratched in the playoffs if Sagan is back and he's not scoring. Huge boost if he gets going. Yes, especially that if he doesn't penalty kill.
Absolutely.
So talking about, and that makes a lot of sense, especially because players like Colin Blackwell and Oscar Back and Sam Steele they all penalty kill. And in some cases, we've seen Steele be on the second power play unit even. So those guys are way more versatile than Logan Stankoven right now. And I don't think it's anything against Logan Stankoven. It's just that the way that Bork has played the last 2 months has been very consistent. And he's started to really get going. And he's looked better than Stankoven the last couple of months. Not defensively. They've both been playing very well defensively. That's the only thing that's been keeping Logan in the lineup. But if you have to choose between those two players and they're both playing well defensively, obviously you're going to go with the guy who's being more consistent on the offensive side of the puck. So I think it's pretty easy to say, and everyone's in agreement here, that he's got to keep goal scoring. We're not saying he has to score 2 goals every game, although that would be awesome. I would love that. But it just needs to be consistent enough where he's at, like, I don't know, like a 20 goal pace, 25 goal pace, even for the rest of the season, at least in my opinion.
I think the big thing for me is him being able to stay on that top line, because if you can keep him on that top line and he keeps clicking like this, like we've seen before, and he can keep it consistent, then you leave Wyatt off the top line, you keep it down the center, and you have like the strongest center group in the entire NHL. So that's where his spot is truly. It's on the wing on the top line. And whether it's him or Bork, he really needs to fight for it more than Bork does.
I agree with that, especially since we've seen the past month, month and a half of DeBoer really trying to keep Johnston at center. That's where you're going to be able to utilize your depth the most, is having those three guys of Ropey, Duchesne, Johnston down the middle. I mean, those three at center are crazy, and that's going to dominate come playoff times when you're really rolling those lines.
And I mean, when you really look at the center depth for that, there's only one team that I can think of that might have a better, you know, center depth than the Dallas Stars, and that would be the Oilers. I mean, that's the only team I can think of that would be better. So, and what's different between the Stars and the Oilers is the Stars have numerous, numerous people, including on the fourth line, that can consistently score goals. So that's just excellent. Josh Clark of the Dallas Stars, he still works for the team, used to be on Locked On Stars, the podcast there. Since January 1st, the Stars have scored 83 goals in 23 games. No other NHL team has hit 80 in that span. And in 29 games now this season, they've had four or more goals. That's tied for most in the NHL, including 9 of the last 10 overall, and they're 9-2-1 in their last dozen games. And somehow we still can't catch freaking Winnipeg, man. The Central Division is just nuts. But we talk about the defense, and, you know, we're worried about the defense, all of the issues that they're having right now. But when you're scoring that many goals and you're scoring 4+ numerous times, it becomes less, I don't want to say it becomes less of an issue, but it becomes less stressful. And that's a nice problem to have.
Well, I think you have to give credit to the team and to the coaches for that as well. I mean, you lose your best defender, one of the top 10 defensemen in the league. You're going to have to make a radical adjustment like that. And they did. They're scoring more now where they have to. And yeah, they're going to rely a little bit more on Otter to make some crazy saves like he did tonight a few times. And that's going to have to be okay until we get Miro back or maybe some relief due to trades. But I give coaching staff and the team stepping up a lot of credit for that improved offense.
Yeah, and specifically the top line, yes. Specifically Ropé and Robertson. Those two, since the beginning of the year, really, it's been lights out for both of them. They've just gone and scored at least one or two goals every single game, and it's consistent. And that's what we normally see from them, and it's great to have it back.
Yes.
Robo with 6 goals in the last 5 games. Hintz with 4 assists, who has been racking up the assists, apparently all of a sudden, because Robo's been scoring all the goals. I'm sure it'll flip-flop at some point. And it's just good to see that top line going for the Dallas Stars. Power play for the Dallas Stars, another key in tonight's game. The penalty kill was just as good. This has been a power play that we complained about so much at the beginning of the year, and now nothing is said about it. Obviously, because now the Stars are top 5 in the NHL over a period of time since Christmas. I mean, you can't get much better than what the Stars are doing right now. And what they're doing differently is the style that they're doing it in, and they're not waiting for the perfect play. If nothing is opening up, they're looking just for a shot lane. They're looking to get a tip. They're looking for nasty rebounds, something. And how many times, not even just on the power play, but on 5-on-5, how often did that happen tonight? There were several rebound goals, several tipped goals that, you know, if the Stars aren't playing this way, they're not getting as many goals as they did tonight. So it's a little bit of power play, a little bit of the style, the way they play here tonight. But it's good to see the power play continuing to do well.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a coincidence that, especially at home, that the power play's got a lot better since Harley's taken a bigger role in it, too. I mean, again, we see tonight, we've talked about it a lot, so I don't want to beat a dead horse, but that wrist shot that Harley takes from the point is just really easy to deflect, and it's been a game changer for this team that in the first half of the season did not have any deflection power play goals, which used to be the only way they scored on the power play. So I think that's been a huge deal. I think Harley has been a huge catalyst in the improvement for this power play.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to get a lot more opportunities even when Miro comes back too. So I feel like that's going to be hopefully it's a big part of the playoffs is Harley yes. on the power play unit.
And it'll be interesting when Miro comes back, he's not going to be fully conditioned, I would assume. I mean, it would be crazy if he did. But so him being able to take that power play time and allow Miro to focus on the defensive side more too, especially in the early rounds while Miro catches back up to speed, that's going to be massive as well. I mean, we could turn around and look at the end of this season and say that the player that progressed the most and that made the most impact with his progression is Thomas Harley. From the end of last season to where we are now, he's taken a huge step. He was a top pair defenseman for sure, but he's turning into one of the best defensemen in the league.
I'm glad y'all took that Harley storyline and ran with it and went down the rabbit hole. He's been, I don't know another way to describe it other than the word confidence. And it's not like he's never had it and like he didn't have it. But it's just he's taken that step, and maybe even as Stars fans, we were blind to the fact that Harley is as good as he is because
we
of
absolutely
Miro,
were
right.
When Miro went down, we were not talking about Harley stepping up in a huge way. Yeah, we said a little bit he had to be a little bit better, but we expected more of those minutes to get eaten up by Lindell or Labushkin or Bischel. Even those are the main people we were talking about when Miro went down, and no, Harley's just taken almost all of it. He's been absolutely crazy.
And he's a point per game player since Miro went down.
Yeah.
That's nuts. And he's still playing pretty well defensively. And he's, 25 plus minutes a night regularly since Miro's been out?
Unless we're blowing out the other team. Then he's 24.
Yeah, okay, that's fine, fine. But
which is still a lot.
I love what you
said. Won the game by 4 goals is pretty crazy.
Yes.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. It might not feel like it, but spring's right around the corner. Know how you can tell? Golfers are hitting the links, and we have some tournaments to be talking about. And if you want to do more than just talk, put your money where your mouth is. Get in on all of the tee to green action with DraftKings Sportsbook. From Thursday's opening round through the closing round Sunday, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with tournament props, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. And if you've never bet on golf before, it's easier than you think. Just pick something simple like a golfer to win the tourney and make your pick. It's just that easy. For example, when you look at the Masters coming up here in a little less than 2 months now, Scottie Scheffler is the winner right now, according to DraftKings Sportsbook odds, with a plus 350. Or you could go with Rory McIlroy at a plus 750. Here's something special for first-timers as well. If you do go and bet for one of these two guys, new DraftKings customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code THPN. That's code THPN for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casinos and Resort, Kansas. 21 plus age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. New customers only. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/audio.
I do want to kind of go back around to what you said about when Miro does come back, it will be a very nice crutch for Miro. We'll talk about crutches in a second. For Miro to lean upon, because he will be getting back in conditioning-wise, Chris, but it almost feels like that when he comes back, I don't even think he's going to get those minutes back. He might do. I think Harley stays. I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't argue with the results with what you've seen. And it's not fair for Harley to take him off after he's been so good. You don't do that. You don't take a reward away from a player who's been doing so well. Now they might just because of seniority, but I highly doubt it.
No.
And then that also allows Miro Heiskanen to focus on the best players in the world and going against those best players in the world in the playoffs, the Connor McDavids, the Mark Stones, the Kirill Kaprizovs, Cale McCarr, those players of the world.
I think Harley cemented himself as the quarterback of power play one, even if Miro does come back. if only for the deflections that we've seen recently. I mean, if I've noticed them, then the coaches have for sure.
I also wanted to talk about tonight. Actually, anything else about Harley?
No. We beat that pretty good.
Yes, I thought so too. Okay. I did want to move on to one of my biggest things tonight, at least being able to see the whole ice tonight, which, by the way, I loved being back at the American Airlines Center. It was so much fun being back there. I forgot how much I enjoyed being here. The zone exits, especially in the first period, were absolutely amazing. The way they moved the puck out of their own zone was fantastic. And they made it so hard for the LA Kings to either get through the neutral zone or get across the Stars' blue line. And that was for a majority of the game. And the few times that it didn't happen was a couple of shifts before the first goal for the LA Kings. And then right before the Kings got the power play, which led to a goal for them in the second period, and then the last 7-8-ish minutes of the second period. And even then, the Stars were still doing okay. They were not as elite as they were doing a majority of the game. But it almost makes me wonder if that's something that they focused on in practice on Thursday before the game here tonight. Because it was legit flawless. The way they were passing the puck, the symmetry, the chemistry that all of the guys were doing, it was fantastic to watch.
Yeah, I think the blue line has really improved. It's finally starting to understand that Miro's not here and he's not coming back for a while, so we better figure it out. And I think they are figuring it out. I think Smith and Dumba played a lot better games tonight than we've seen from them in the past. That's reflected in their time on ice. They're both almost at 15 each. So I thought that was a lot better for them. I will hold back a little bit. I thought the Kings forecheck tonight was pretty terrible and then gave the Stars a good bit of time, but they took advantage of it too. They didn't feel the Kings forecheck at all either. So I'll take a little bit and give a little bit for that.
Yeah. And I feel like the most improved part for the Stars was in the neutral zone. Honestly, they play a lot of the game in the neutral zone. The Stars do. And that's how they stop teams from getting into the defensive end. And that helped out a lot tonight, and it was obvious.
Now, if we can just see a little bit more consistency from the Smith-Dumba pairing overall, that will be a good, Band-Aid to put on the defensive side until we get some guys back. Yeah. So,
fortunately, that shouldn't be too much longer. I think Bischel's probably out next game, but then I think he'll be back come Tuesday.
The way they were talking about it, he may even play Sunday. I mean, yeah. That's just what it seemed. I doubt it. But they seemed very high on the fact that he could even get back in on Sunday.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not too worried about seeing Smith come back at all. So,
but speaking of Dumba, let's go ahead and talk about him because he's the most polarizing figure in the Stars roster right now and has been all year. Obviously the play, like we can all agree, the play on the power play where he tried to keep the puck in. I understand what he's trying to do. He's trying to make a play and keep the puck in the zone. But if that's any other player, I even think Brendan Smith. If Brendan Smith is on the blue line on that play, that's a play where you back it up and you play defense so that you avoid a major, major breakaway like we saw for Fogel, who had a really good game for the Kings. And Otter was able to bail Dumba out there. But other than that one play, I thought Dumba was fairly consistent here tonight. And he was actually, I think he was one of the main catalysts for the second goal here tonight for the Stars. He didn't get an assist on it or anything, but he deserves some credit for it.
Yeah, I get what they're trying to do with the power play. I mean, Dumba's been on the power play before. He used to have some success on it earlier in his career. They're doing everything they can to help Dumba find his game, and they've been doing it all season. He started on the top pair with Miro Heiskanen this year, and he's dropped all the way down to the point where we're saying, hey, he did pretty good tonight whenever he had an obvious fumble and was a minus one on the night and was the lowest player in time on ice. Or was he the second lowest? I don't know. Either way.
He's the lowest.
He's the lowest behind Brendan Smith. So, yes, he played better tonight. That's how low his bar is. So you can give him some flowers if you want to, but he's getting paid almost $4 million. So I don't want to give him too many.
Hey,
well, we need. Here's my argument.
Let him look as good as possible until the trade deadline.
Agreed. And if he's not in a green sweater by the trade deadline, I would be thrilled.
That's my argument here, Chris, is that we need to be giving him flowers, because if he's not playing well, then I don't know who else we can rely upon to come up and play defense for us. So,
obviously, they believe more in Brendan Smith than Matt Dumba based on the time on ice numbers.
It couldn't have been that much different. What's the disparity?
20 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. See. Okay. It's not.
But still, it proves my point. So I'm using the stat.
The 20 seconds in a game where they were up by four goals for a majority in the third period.
Huge 20 seconds, dude.
Okay. And to go back to your point about Dumba being on the power play, Chris. I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to save Thomas Harley's legs. They're trying not to lean upon Harley too much. I think it's more to give Harley rest than it is to get Dumba going. I mean, we all talked about it in the group chat with the family. And then I also put it out on X. I was just like, okay, Dumba on the power play, the second power play unit is strange. It's kind of working, not really. No, but who else are you going to put there? Because you need Lindell to save some of his time on ice for PK. And, I mean, who else? Yeah, Harley has to be saved for some time on ice. He can't play 32 minutes a night. And, Cody Ceci? Maybe?
Yeah, I think it's more saving Esa Lindell's legs than Thomas Harley's even. Because, when you look at it... with this team, how it is right now, when Thomas Harley comes off on that first power play unit, it should be Esa Lindell on the ice. But he played how much shorthand time on ice tonight? 5 minutes and 16 seconds. So, all of the shorthanded time on ice. That's him. So that's what you're saving Esa for.
You know who did have a little bit of power play experience here in Cedar Park? The Big Swiss. That might be interesting.
He's hurt right now, though. Well, hurt. Concussion. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm saying, but when he comes back, we're going to see a Big Swiss guy. Take some clappers, bro. I tell you. That's what I'd rather see than Dumba.
That would be fun. It would definitely be fun to see him do that. Okay, let's talk about a couple of injuries here. Okay, Duchesne did not play the last 6 minutes of the game because, hockey god, I'm praying to the hockey gods right now. Dear hockey gods, may Dallas Stars players no longer be hit in the face by a stick or a puck. Amen.
Or a body.
I think you finally made it to sacrilegious with the hockey god thing there. I think you finally did it.
But like, what else are we supposed to? What else are we supposed to do? He goes off and he gets stitches. Labushkin continues to get beat up. He blocks a shot and basically gets skated over by a Kings player and limps his way to the bench. Pete DeBoer didn't really say much about Labushkin.
Did you hear the joke? That joke was hilarious.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. But
they said someone said Labushkin looked like he was in a little bit of like discomfort on the way off the ice, and DeBoer said he kind of always looks like that.
Oh yeah. No, I'm sorry. I thought it was something you said. Yes. That was hilarious.
It is normal me with the jokes, but yeah, Petey had a good one there.
And then something that I haven't mentioned yet that I told you guys is I did get to see Miro Heiskanen on crutches walking towards the dressing room before the media scrum at the end of the game. He looked in good spirits. He was saying hi to all of us as we were walking by, so that was kind of cool. But, I mean, you cannot, and we'll kind of wrap it up here and do biggest winner, biggest loser. Despite all the injuries this team has right now, they're missing some huge contributors on the defensive side especially. And then Tyler Seguin, who's been one of their, staples of their franchise for over a decade now. Without those guys in the lineup, this team is still third in the NHL.
Yeah.
Imagine, and we're talking about going out and getting another player, another defenseman. And, like, And that's something that I've had to grasp my mind around a little bit, and the fact that this team is ridiculous. Like, with Brendan Smith and Dumba as your third pairing, you only allow two goals here tonight. You play really well defensively, and you're 9-2-1 in your last 12 games. That is utterly, utterly ridiculous.
Yep. It's fun being a fan of a good team. I mean, because we see all these holes, we see all the injuries we have, and then you look up and we're third in the league. And you think if you can fix those, I mean, you're not going to lose again, is what it feels like.
And I like our chances against any team in the best on seven series. Really, I do. It's awesome to watch. Okay, biggest winner, biggest loser. Let's wrap it up here tonight. Guys, who you got?
I'll give my first one to Sam Steele, because that is the most athletic hockey play that man has ever made in his entire life. What a beauty. I mean, forehand, backhand, cookie jar is insane. And he had an assist on the night. That is the Sam Steele I want to see every single day. What a beautiful man.
My biggest winner is going to go to Logan Stankoven. You put him on the top line, he converted. I mean, that's exactly what you wanted. That's what you told him to do going into the night, and he made it happen. And it's against a team who is typically very good defensively. So it's a great night for him. We're getting back to the consistency thing now. He needs to keep it going. The last time he had two goals in a night, he went silent for another seven games. Don't let that happen again.
Yep.
I would have given mine to Logan Stankoven as well, James, but since you gave it yours to him, I'll give mine to Roope Hintz. It's hilarious that I just recently, I forgot where I was seeing it, but they were talking about Brad Richards' five assist night recently here. And then Roope comes out here tonight and almost gets five assists here tonight. So he deserves a lot of credit. He got the first star of the night for his handiwork and all of that. And our best players continue to be our best players. The power play continues to roll. Everything seems to work out, and the Stars are on a roll. And now I'm thinking, when's the playoffs? And it's still 2 months
That's
away.
That's what it feels like.
So I'm excited to get there. Biggest loser, who you got?
Biggest loser is Drew Doughty. He's playing hurt. He probably has an injury where he's going to be playing hurt the rest of his career. He has the most time on ice for defensemen on his team with 21-29 and a -3. They really put a hurt man out there, threw him to the wolves, and expected him to play good, and he got shelled. I mean, it feels bad.
My biggest loser is going to be the calls that were made against the Stars, because those were atrocious. Oh my goodness, we made it this far without talking about it. Not even one of those was a real actual call. I mean, Marchment got called for hitting someone. Harley got hold for someone holding his stick and putting it into his own face. That one was terrible.
Another high stick was called where it didn't hit him in the face.
CeCe got it where blood didn't even hit him. And then Granlund was called for roughing against Dano, is what it's marked as.
That was marked as roughing?
That one. Yep. At least on NHL.com, it's marked as roughing.
It was called as roughing.
All four of those were terrible calls, all consecutive against the Stars, by the way. First half of the game is against the Kings, second half against the Stars. In a game that the Stars completely dominated all the way through, and those are the calls that are against them.
They just call the calls, James. They don't try to even them up. They don't do
they
that.
They don't. They don't try to even them up.
Yeah, talk to Tim Peel about that.
Yeah, he knows nothing about it.
You would have to be a huge hockey nerd to understand that reference. If you don't get that reference, like, anyways, I agree with you, James. Some of the calls were kind of weird tonight.
And you didn't even see the replays, did you?
I saw most of the replays, and
yeah,
some of them
were terrible.
Yeah, well, every time they would call it, the victory plus feed is about 45 seconds to a minute behind the actual gameplay on the ice. So I just kind of look up and I'm like, that's roughing? And then somebody next to me, one of the NHL scouts, was like, yeah, no, that's not roughing. He was a little surprised by that too. So it made me feel better that Angel Scott said that too.
The head throwing from the Kings as well was quite drastic.
That was some Mason Marchment stuff, dude. They're all doing it though.
And they got scored on too.
Mason was doing it a little bit tonight too, and they didn't call anything against him. So
Mason always unfortunately, throws the head. He's got it cocked.
Anyways, for me, the biggest loser tonight has got to be Darcy Kuemper. It has been a very long time since I have heard, the Dallas crowd jeering a goaltender, and they jeered his name here tonight.
Yeah, getting jeered mid-season in Dallas is pretty rough.
Yes, like you hear it all the time in Nashville because that's part of their tradition there. And you suck. It's all your fault. All that stuff. But I'm telling you, it is quite rare to hear it in Dallas. So you have to really, really suck and be bad in order to get jeered here in Dallas. Now, to his defense, his defense was not very good in front of him tonight.
No.
So, they were not clearing out rebounds or anything to help him out. So, but I rest my case. He's my biggest loser. Okay. Anything else? I think that's good. No?
No, that's good.
No? Okay. Congratulations to Stankoven, which, by the way, I got to shout out Shippy. I already did it on X, but Shippy was doing some of his little music puns after one of Stanky's goal. And the same NHL scout was kind of getting some chuckles out of it. I thought it was absolutely hilarious that he was doing that. So shout out to Shippy for that. Thank you guys so much for those of you that are following along with us live. There's even more afterwards that are listening. If you're listening on the audio side later, wherever you may be listening, leave us a 5-star review. If you're watching on YouTube, please consider clicking like and subscribe, and also hit that notification bell so you never miss an episode of Starcaster Remarks. Go and join the Who Cares Club as well. It's not a paywall for anything, but it's just a little extra to help us kind of cover some of the costs that we have for doing this podcast. We'd really appreciate it. And as you saw, if you're watching on YouTube, you saw the banner of all the names of our members of the Who Cares Club there as well. We thank all of them, as always, for being members of the WCC. Along with Chris, along with James, my name's Ryan. We will catch you guys again on the flip side. We'll be back with you guys again on Sunday night when the Stars will be back at home. And yeah. Well, hope you guys have a good, fantastic morning, afternoon, evening, whenever y'all are listening. Chris, you actually got something witty this time?
That's what you get for stealing Luca. GG, boys.